This is part two of the psychotronic generator, psychotronic crystal, mind over matter, torsion field technology to do with artificial reincarnation. As you saw from part one, the torsion field of humans does not die after their death. We know that there's a specific torsion field frequency for the physical body, because the Russians can and had built detectors to tune into that torsion field frequency of anybody, and then when they put a frequency at the same frequency but out of phase, the person dropped down dead. Similarly, there is a frequency for the soul. This is the complex number variant of the physical torsion field frequency. Simply, it's at right angles to the physical torsion field frequency. So if you use not vortex antennas, but solid antennas, then you can actually tune into the soul of a person. And with torsion field technology, you can then broadcast the antiphase frequency of the soul and destroy the soul in any person. So with this new technology, the soul of anybody can be shredded. And of course, the DNA shredder, which is basically building a giant mountain-sized vortex antenna simply by laying a cable around a mountain, clockwise and anti-clockwise, like DNA. If you then simply put some cover the mountain in a mesh grid as well, so you've got a simple cheap cable around the mountain, 43,000 miles long to get the 7 hertz resonant frequency of virtual DNA, or half wavelength, eighth wavelength, and then you put some sort of conductive material on the mountain. You then, instead of getting the physical torsion field frequency, you get the complex number torsion field frequency using the volume of the mountain. Or simply put, you can build spherical antennas which layer after layer, and of course RF doesn't go through spheres of metalized antenna, but the torsion fields do. So those spherical antennas can be used to shred the souls of anybody. So with this new technology, the physical body can be killed, be it Obama, the Rothschilds, the royal family, and with the spherical antenna or the mountain covered with mesh, you can get the complex number torsion fields frequency and shred the Judas evil walking Satanist vermin that inhabit the royal family or the Rothschilds, or you can just shred the souls of any human. You can see now we're into a new age of technology. The 21st century is a quantum leap in warfare, where actually you can kill off anybody you like using torsion field technology, or keep them alive and kill their soul. Now, if you can kill the soul with torsion field technology, you can add to the soul. Now, if you can kill the physical body of a person with torsion field technology, if you add, say for example, you've got the torsion field frequency of anybody you like, be it yourself, or Susie Bloggs, or Joe Shopaholic, and you, instead of broadcasting their frequency at antiphase, you broadcast the frequency at phase, where it actually adds to the amplitude of their torsion field. This then will expand the physical attributes of that person. So, simply put, you will then manifest their physical body more and more. And then if you start broadcasting very near to it, another frequency, say of Alexander the Great or Leonardo da Vinci, because we know that they didn't differ greatly to you, or Boadicea or Cleopatra, if you're a female. Remember, the female physical body and the male physical body have different torsion field frequencies. So all the males of a race are quite close together. All the females of a race are quite close together. The blacks have a different torsion field frequency, and the Mongoloid race have a different torsion field frequency. So you can actually see that with artificial reincarnation, what we're doing is quantum superimposing another torsion field frequency on yours. So rather like a piano, which is just one note, ding, 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 you're adding another note, so it's ding, 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 ding. So you can actually see that you don't have to have one torsion field frequency. You can have two torsion field frequencies. This then adds attributes to your physical body or adds attributes to your soul. And we know with the DNA shredder, you can shred the physical body and shred the soul of anybody you like. Similarly put, you can actually add to the physical body you've got and add to the soul you've got. This is the beginning of transhuman evolution, where you can get off the peg torsion fields, fill them out with life force using a psychotronic generator to add to your physical body, and using the three-dimensional space of a psychotronic generator and the burn 1,000 people in hell service, or 2,000 if you double up, you can actually then add to your soul. Now, simply put, the artificial reincarnation crystal allows you to do both of these. So you can actually see if, like myself, you're a great lover of comic book heroes, you can actually add comic book hero attributes to your person. We know that there's the superhuman service, which actually does this, which is available on mindovermatter.ru, supernaturalspirit.com, where adding comic book powers to your being. This might seem counterintuitive. No. Think about it. If you've got the physical torsion field frequency of Joe Shopaholic, and you add the torsion field frequency of Superman. Now, you might say, well, Superman doesn't exist. Correct. But we know we can tune into the torsion field frequency of Superman. How? You go onto the computer network. You type into any search engine, Superman. Right. You get then a listing of loads and loads and loads and loads of things on Superman. Oh. This then, of course, is a computer network which is quantum superimposed with a quantum wave function of the human race. We know that two guys invented Superman and were cheated out of the idea by, of course, their Jewish publishers. They, of course, were the inceptors of Superman. They, of course, had no superpowers. But we know from shamanism, from Don Juan Castaneda, that the outside of the energy body on a human has large areas which are to do with mimetic space, to do with imagination. And, of course, this was something that the shamans of old were massively interested in. Why? Well, because they could add to the attributes of their physical body, they could add to the attributes of their soul. Oh my goodness. So that means that by printing out Superman from a search engine, putting the certificate for the superhero service on top, and then getting a quartz crystal, which is tuned to artificial reincarnation on top of that, burning it, which links it to the fifth dimension light, and of course links it to the quantum wave function of Superman, which of course is collapsed by the observer, the human race, linked up with the computer network, correct? You then can link up with a torsion field that doesn't exist in nature, but actually exists in the energy body of man, because according to the Copenhagen interpretation, the observer collapses reality, correct? That then means you then link up with the torsion field frequency of Superman and can then link that to your physical body, correct? And then if you why doesn't Superman manifest? Question. What do you need to manifest a superhuman entity? Well, according to the Defense Intelligence Agency document, psychic powers are dependent upon one thing, life force. The more life force you've got, the more psychic you become. If, like myself, you've been sucking dry Uri Geller, all the US remote viewers and all the other psychics on the planet to make them negative, to give them massive amounts of negative life force, you then turn them into anti-psychics, which is basically destroying their country and races, because they work, of course, for the Jewish bankers. Simply put, if you pump in large amounts of life force, then you start developing the psychic powers. Now, of course, Superman, who can fly, is invulnerable, etc., 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 that would need excessive amounts of life force to manifest fully, would it not? Because, of course, one can think of life force as being the glue that holds together the energy body. And if you're going to make someone invulnerable, you're going to have an awful lot of life force, this glue, to glue that body together, to withstand going into the center of the sun and basically go into atomic explosions. So, of course, 1,000 or 2,000 people's worth of life force isn't going to be enough. You would have to start psychotronic generators to suck the life force out of planets like Galactus from the comic books in order to develop those magnitudes of psychic powers. But, for example, Batman or Captain America, who have just enhanced physical bodies, that's very easy to do. If, like myself, you're a great lover of Wonder Woman, because I like girly girls, she, of course, has enhanced strength, reflexes, speed, which, of course, is available if you can pump 1,000, 2,000 people's worth of life force into yourself. So, of course, it means that the physical body you've got doesn't have to be the physical body you will have, because via this technology, you can start artificial reincarnating, not only from people who've gone in the past, but from people in mimetic space, in imaginary space, in the so-called realm of the mind. Simply put, you can also do the same thing with the soul. So we know that Superman was incorruptible, Wonder Woman was incorruptible, Batman went after all the baddies like the Jewish bankers, who are the ultimate thieves, and we know the Satanist pedophiles like the Rothschild royal family, Batman would go after. So you can actually upload the soul of the superhero into yourself. using the same service, print out, copy the certificate, print out from Google the listings of the superhero, put them on top of each other, and put the artificial reincarnation crystal on top. Bob's your uncle, since you're quantum superimposed with the crystal. You then quantum superimpose with the new add-ons you add to the crystal, all done by fleshing out the torsion fields and getting rid of the toxic waste via the point of the crystal. Simply put, therefore, you need, if you want to start uploading superhero attributes and souls, you want that service, the superhero service on supernaturalspirit.com, mindovermatter.ru, and a crystal which is tuned to artificial reincarnation. Now, the crystal which is tuned to artificial reincarnation, of course, is the Empress Vampire Crystal, because, of course, the Empress Vamp is interested in being beautiful and staying young. And, of course, if you're not beautiful, say you're a fat vampire goth girl, and you wish to look like someone who is very good-looking in your milieu, like Vampirella or Betty Page, the sort of look for a vampire goth girl, then, of course, you can simply type in Vampirella or Betty Page when she was younger, upload. You don't need to have the superhuman service, because Vampirella, of course, is a vampire, Betty Page human. Put your Empress crystal on top, burn it up. That then puts the torsion field frequency of Vampirella or Betty Page into the crystal. You then have the crystal quantum superimposed with yourself. The Empress crystal automatically goes through your physical energy body, taking out the toxic waste, that's your fat, ugliness, and downloads it into the point of the crystal, the inward torsion field, and then dumps it into the human race. That's why the human race is getting fatter and uglier, because this technology is being used on it. And the fat end, the outward torsion field, broadcasts the new physical attribute, the torsion field for the thinness and beauty of Betty Page or Vampirella into you. And simply put, you can upload the attributes of any vampire on the internet into yourself using the Empress Crystal. So there are loads of good-looking vamps and vampires online, all available, the attributes, physical attributes thereof to you. Their soul attributes are, of course, available to you. And, of course, if you have 1,000 energy bodies worth of energy, you can modify your physical look. And if you've got the Burn Souls in Hell service, you can modify the soul you have. Not by erasing your soul, but getting rid of the toxic shit in it that makes your soul devolved, injected into you by the Insectile and the Rothschild Judas Evil Walking Satanist to keep you as a slave peasant on the Jewish banker's slave farm. And in the middle place, after you die, you can dump that into the human race, which is one toxic waste pit. Or else you can put the point of the crystal to a picture of Cameron to dump it specifically into Cameron or his children or his wife, whoever you really don't like. And of course, if you don't have psychotronicgenerators.com to power your crystal up, fully enable it, you're silly, you should add to it. But the vampire crystal can also be taken out with you so that as you walk in the street, go to work, the vampire crystal sucks out life force from everyone you pass. You, of course, have a vampire body that does it automatically, so the vampire can do without psychotronicgenerators.com. Psychotronicgenerators.com can be thought of as adding the activation energy to push you over the hill so that your vampire body fully inflates to the size where it becomes self-sustaining. Because remember, if you've got a black hole energy body, it needs an initial amount of life force and soul energy to get to the size where, instead of it's a pinprick, it inflates large enough, the Schwarzschild radius is large enough, so that it's outside of your body, and when you pass people, you suck them dry. If you haven't, then you've just got like a pinpoint black hole soul, which you then have to project out of your ring finger in your right hand into people, and then back into your ring finger in your left hand in order to use the vampire soul body. Because, of course, remember, if you've only got a small amount of life force and soul force, when you black hole your soul for the five-dimensional energy body, it's going to be inside your body, and therefore it's not going to be feeding. In order to feed it, you project it, like remote viewing, like in an Insidious film, outside of your body. Astral projection, remote viewing, lucid viewing is when you project your physical energy body. But you then project your vampire pinprick of a black hole body into someone, move it around inside them to eat up their life force, soul energy, and then put it back into your ring finger. Why the ring fingers? Well, of course, they are to do with getting married, and when you get married, you share your energy with your husband or wife, and when you vampirize your bitch, you're actually having a alchemical marriage in the vampire sense, where your energy body feeds off theirs. And in the wedding, you leave them as a dried husk, and you come out of it prettier and younger. So if you've got a vampire service, actually won't work because your vampire black energy body is too small and is in your body. You have to project it out of your right ring finger and then bring it back into your left ring finger in order to vampirize people. If you've got the psychotronicgenerators.com service, you can then automatically inflate it with 1,000 people, physical or biophysical, with the 1,000 burn your enemies in hell. You've got the computer network through which your vampire black body, biophysical body can travel. Remember, any volume is an eye space. Your soul can travel in an eye space. Therefore, it goes, you touch your right ring finger to the computer screen, you have on it the person you wish to vampirize, be it the NSA, in order to vampirize the NSA or MI5, MI6, GCHQ, tap them into Google, one part of the screen, tap in again Snowden, who is the Trojan horse through which you can actually put the vampire worm into. So if you want to get them, Snowden on Google, NSA on Google, right ring finger to the screen, in it goes. Touch the, you can touch, if you wish to augment, you can put the vampire crystal to the screen point, touch your ring finger to the flat end. The vampire crystal injects, not via the bone generator, but via the psychotronic generator, psychotronic crystal, the vampire pinprick soul into Snowden, into the NSA, into the Rothschilds, into MI5, MI6, GCHQ, all the super users, Cameron, his children, his Sao Ju bitch, or the Queen, etc. The vampire soul then eats them alive, shreds them, and to upload again, you simply put your left ring finger to the screen to upload, or your vampire crystal on the screen point first, and then touch your ring, left ring finger to the vampire crystal. This doesn't work if you don't have the psychotronic generator computer network, which you're linked to, quantum superimposed on, but that's simply corrected by buying the psychotronic generator computer service. If you don't, then you simply touch your right ring finger, because going around with a crystal and touching people is a bit odd. You simply just touch your right ring finger to any person. Your vampire body then goes into that person. Later, you can actually touch your little left ring finger to that person to recover your soul. This way, you can eat the fucker alive. So your boss, you can just simply brush right ring finger, then later left ring finger, and that way you eat the fucker alive. If you don't wish to do that, you can print out a picture of the cunt and do it on the picture. This then, since the computer network is quantum superimposed with humans, of course, are quantum superimposed with a computer network. When you print out the picture, say, of Cameron or his Jew Sal bitch or his Jew piglet, you can simply inject your soul into them, and you can then tune it to eat the physical energy body of that person, or the biophysical energy of that person, simply by intending. If that confuses you because you're fucking stupid, you can simply command the biophysical black hole soul of yourself to travel along the surface of your right ring finger to eat the physical energy body and come back into the surface of your left ring finger. And if you want to eat the soul, command it to go through the volume of your finger and inject it into the target as the volume, because remember, any three space is equivalent to I. I is the right angle you need to travel in order to get into soul space in order to eat souls. Thank you very much.